Previously on Second Fiddles. After defeating the Dairy Fairy, who I, MacGuffin, conveniently broke out of the island, Tammy and Linus decided to join forces as a duo. The sidekick that Tammy was going to hire, Blue Moon, was burned alive by my daughter, Sally. Unfortunately, Blue Moon recognized my sweet princess, and he unknowingly outed our family's secret identities via livestream. Also, Max took a bullet, but he regenerated and was reunited with his boyfriend, Invisidude, who finally returned home from his intergalactic adventure. We pick up 8 months later. Tammy and Linus are now the superhero duo known as Pitch Force, and Max is finally working again, sidekicking for Phaser, the newest A-League hero in Rose City. I wonder what they're up to. Let's begin!
Episode 30, Time Jump.
Maxie, stop it. Why are you waving your keys in my face?
Do they look different to you?
The fact that you think I would ever pay attention to what your keys look like is hilarious.
Are you sure? What's this big one for?
I'm not playing this game. Just tell me whatever you're trying to tell me.
You're no fun. I got a new car.
What? Why? We sold your car ages ago when you realized you weren't going to shed your antlers.
I know, but this is different. This car I can actually fit in.
Is it like a giant molester van? Not a good look, bro.
No, stupid. It's a convertible.
You're not really a convertible kind of guy.
It's not a sports car. Gross. No, it's one of those open-air military surplus jeeps, so I can go off-roading in case I have any animal-related missions outside the city.
Huh. Why didn't we think of that before?
I don't know.
How did you afford it? I know you're an A-League sidekick now, but damn. How much of a raise did you get?
Oh, I didn't pay for it. It was a gift from Casper to celebrate our 6-month anniversary of working together.
Oh, from Casper. Just how close are the two of you?
Okay, if you're gonna be weird about it, it was a gift from Phaser.
I don't care what you call him.
You obviously do, otherwise you wouldn't be so judgy. Just because you were a super abrasive sidekick doesn't mean that
You seem a little defensive.
I don't see why I can't use his name. It was his idea.
Even though Linus and I are in the B-League now, we still don't know everyone's secret identities.
Well, Casper trusts me, and he goes out of his way to accommodate my headgear.
He probably just got you that car so he didn't have to pick you up anymore.
It's not just the car. He's been phasing with me.
Phasing with you? What are you talking about?
He knows going through doorways really slows me down, so when he phases through walls, he brings me with him.
How does that work?
He just grabs my hand and we're both able to walk right through any solid matter. It's awesome.
So what you're saying is, in addition to buying you a car, he also goes out of his way to hold your hand? And he asked you to call him by his real name?
I don't see how any of that's weird. He's just a thoughtful guy. Don't ruin this for me, Tam. I really look up to him. I mean, Casper's an established hero. He's out and proud, and he was willing to take a chance on me.
You also forgot to mention how good he looks in his costume. I mean, you can count his abs right through the front of his suit.
He's not that good looking. Jeez.
You're right. His costume probably has muscle padding added in for effect.
Oh, no, you should see him out of costume. It's definitely not padding.
Oh, really?
Hey, don't get any ideas. We change in the locker rooms at headquarters. It's not a big deal. Although, I have to admit, the way he can just phase out of his clothes is oddly captivating, but he would never be into someone like me.
And you have a boyfriend?
Well, obviously, that goes without saying.
Yeah, where is Elijah? I haven't seen him recently.
Ew, invisibility jokes are only cute when he makes them.
I tried.
Fourth Wall's been sending him out on a ton of classified missions. Some days, I don't even get as much as a text from him. It sucks, but it's still so much better than before.
Has he warmed up any to your invitation to move in when Linus and I finally get our own place?
It's a touchy subject. I think leaving his parents is going to be really hard. He's been dependent on them for so long, he doesn't know anything different.
Will you have to take over all the stuff his parents do? It'll be hard for you to go out in public with your antler situation.
He can still go shopping with his mom all he wants. They're only like 20 minutes away. And when he needs his haircut or whenever he feels like seeing them, he can just go visit. I don't care if he sees them like every single day. I mean, they retired from being heroes for him. So it's hard not to think about that sacrifice. They're just really close.
Sorry, I can't relate.
Whose fault is that?
I'm working on it. Rebuilding everything with Mom will take some time. And Dad? Well, he doesn't resent me as much.
Mom's always texting me about you. And Linus. I mean, I'm glad you brought him home for Christmas, but I think she wants grandbabies or something.
Excuse me while I vomit.
Hey, I could be a fun gay uncle. A gunkle.
Yeah, no thanks. Before I forget, did you hear those reports about that new mysterious hero around town?
Oh god, I don't know. The influx of heroes and wannabes in Rose City is out of control.
The guy that was seen walking up walls and climbing up a skyscraper downtown?
Oh, that guy. Are they calling him anything?
One news outlet called him Wall Crawler. Hopefully once he makes himself public, he'll have a cooler name than that.
Didn't he just help someone who was getting mugged?
Yeah, and he stopped a robbery, too. He's starting with little good deeds, maybe to gain public favor.
Going the vigilante route is so risky.
Most of the news coverage has been positive so far, so he's doing something right.
Speaking of news coverage, how's Linus holding up? Have the paparazzi stopped following him?
You live with him. Why don't you ask him?
Our schedules haven't synced up in a while, and I don't want to bring it up. We're in a good place friendship-wise, so I don't want to rock the boat.
We're a duo, idiot. We have the same schedule. You're just too busy spending all your free time with your new boyfriend, Casper.
He's not my boyfriend. You're being a
so rude.
Okay, seriously, how's Linus doing?
Ever since we formed Pitch Force and he joined me at the B-League, we've been super busy, so he hasn't been out in public as his civilian self that much. The last time he ran to the store, someone recognized him and started recording him with their phone. And then more people joined in until he had to run away. They were screaming at him, asking where his dad and sister were, calling him human garbage. You know, the usual.
I can't believe that's still going on. I mean, I know Blue Moon had a big following and Salamander is a legit monster, but the last time anyone saw one of them was back in April when we had the whole switcheroo thing.
That's the problem. There's zero closure, so everyone's taking out their rage on Linus for his family's criminal history. His invisible force fields have been a real lifesaver. They have so many uses, too.
Really? Other than hiding from cameras, how do they help?
We can literally bang anywhere, anytime. He just puts up a soundproof invisible force field, and it's like a private oasis whenever we want.
I really think you should see a doctor. Your sex drive cannot be healthy. Maybe it's a glandular problem.
You're just jealous. You can have invisible sex whenever you want, too.
You know we're not big on PDA.
Is it really a public display if no one can see it?
Just because others can't see us, we can see them, and it's weird.
You're such a little bitch.
I'm so sorry that being raised in a heteronormative society has made me afraid to kiss my boyfriend in public.
Are you really afraid?
Yeah, being visibly gay still scares me. I can't help it. I guess I'm just a nervous Nelly.
More like Nelly Bottom.
Excuse me?
You know, there's a henchy named Nervous Nelly.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, really.
Then what can she do?
I don't remember.
Are you pretending to know so I don't tell you about her powers?
Maybe.
You know you can't lie to me.
Fine. What can Nervous Nelly do? Does she make people scared?
Nope. Her powers affect her nervous system. She can essentially shut it down if she wants and blind or paralyze herself. Stuff like that. She also wears a band-aid on her cheek. I think that's the Nelly part.
Her power sounds useless. Who would want to paralyze themselves?
I don't f***ing know. I'm just relaying information.
This world is so confusing.
Sorry, we keep going on tangents. Where were we? Invisible sex?
That's what you were talking about. Before that, I was trying to whine about Elijah's dependence on his parents.
Oh, right. Just give him time. Moving away from home the first time sucks.
You couldn't move away fast enough.
Just because I didn't want to live at home doesn't mean it didn't totally suck at first. I had to flirt with one of my neighbors to the point of repetitive blue balls just to get him to let me use his washer and dryer. One time, I even let him watch me shave my legs.
What the f***?
You're so vanilla.
I am not. My boyfriend's invisible. That's like super, what's the opposite of vanilla? Chocolate?
No. Just say kinky. Have you ever had sex on anything other than a bed?
Does intergalactic phone sex count?
Nice try. No.
Okay, fine. I'm super vanilla.
Do you have any kinks you want to try out but are too afraid to ask ID about?
I don't know. Maybe?
Ooh, like what?
Tam, this is not a normal brother-sister relationship.
You love it. So, spill! What have you fantasized about?
I think I'd like to try out role-playing?
Okay, apparently that must be genetic, because we're on the same page.
Ew, don't say it's genetic. Now I'm just imagining Mom dressed up as a maid or something.
Ew, no way. If anything, Mom would make Dad dress up as a butler or something. The men in our family are so submissive.
There's no point in arguing that. We both know it's true.
What kind of role-playing are you thinking about? A firefighter saving you from a burning building? A Viking pillaging your village? A fisherman falling for a merman? A private eye investigating your crotch? A supervillain holding you hostage?
The Viking one sounds way too rapey. And are we talking a fully clothed firefighter or just the helmet and the suspenders? Wait, did you say merman?
Hey, that could be fun. Splashing around in the bathtub?
No thanks. I was thinking something more grounded.
What if you guys pretended to be other heroes? You could be Smasher and he could be Phaser. You'd want to smash him, if you know what I mean.
Tammy, that's Sophia's dad. Gross. And kind of hot.
I wonder if every part of his body grows when he transforms.
Stop it. Oh my God.
Fine, we can focus on Casper. When you said he phases out of his clothes, how does he do it? Does his costume just fall to the floor and make a pile around his feet? Or does it retain its shape and kind of float there for a minute?
I don't know. I never really paid attention to what his clothes do.
Because you're too distracted by his body?
That's not what I said. I try to look away.
Is he hairy or does he shave? Linus only grows like 3 chest hairs. So I would be like 5% jealous if you got to work with a sexy lumberjack every day.
Wouldn't he need a beard to be a lumberjack?
He has a beard.
It's more like light scruff. Or heavy stubble. I wouldn't call that a beard. But yeah, his body is just as scruffy.
Damn. I thought you said you tried not to look.
Sometimes he phases out of his costume while we're mid-conversation, so I have to do everything in my power to maintain eye contact.
Okay, so this means one of two things. Either A, he's into you, or B, he's a nudist. If you were a woman, do you think he'd be doing the same thing?
That sounds like an HR nightmare waiting to happen. Kind of like you and Slap, but it's not the same.
You would have complained if you didn't like it.
I think he's just free with his body. He hasn't tried to touch me or anything.
Other than holding your hand while he walks you through walls?
Yeah, other than that. But he hasn't flirted with me, not even once.
Hasn't flirted with you?
Jesus Christ!
Are you insane?
Elijah?
Oh my God, ID, one of these days you're going to literally scare the shit out of me. Considering how many burritos I eat, you would not like how that smells.
How long have you been here?
My last assignment finished early, so I was going to surprise you. But when you walked in, you started bragging about your new car, and I couldn't figure out a good time to interrupt.
You can't just sneak in like that.
To be fair, we're always running out and forgetting to lock the door.
I didn't sneak in. I have a key.
I didn't give you a key so you could spy on me.
I wasn't spying. I was trying to be romantic. I was going to wait in your bedroom and flicker the lights and pretend to be a sexy ghost.
You're only saying that because you overheard us talking about roleplay.
Not true. I was even planning a whole Casper the friendly sex ghost thing. But now, I don't want you confusing me with the real Casper in your life.
What are you talking about? Phaser's my boss. That's it.
Max, Phaser's gay, and he knows you are too. He knows he's hot, and apparently he's been exposing himself to you repeatedly. That's not just harmless flirting. That's like full-on sexual harassment.
Oh, come on. He's not harassing me. He's always a gentleman.
The only way you'd see it like that is if you were into it too.
Maybe I should leave.
Good idea. We have a lot to talk about.
I'll be taking a walk in the park if you need me. ID, remember that Max loves you, okay? And he hasn't done anything to hurt you. If anything, he's probably too naive to grasp what you're saying. Got it?
Got it.
Maxie, text me when you want me back.
Yeah, okay. So,
Max, do you have feelings for your boss?
You've been here listening the whole time. You tell me.
I know you haven't done anything with him, and you make it sound professional, but...
It is professional. You have nothing to worry about.
We both know that Phaser is seriously hot. Agreed?
I don't know. I prefer my man a little less opaque.
I won't be offended if you say yes. I mean, geez, I'm not blind.
Fine. Objectively speaking, Casper is a good-looking man. He's very symmetrical.
You know he wants you.
Whoa, no. There is no way.
Max, you're cute. You're passionate. You're funny every once in a while. And with your antlers, you have built-in handlebars. Any man with a brain can see that you're a catch.
I don't see how the antler handlebar thing is relevant right now, but thank you, I guess.
I wasn't trying to compliment you.
Elijah, there's no way Casper's into me.
Oh my God! For being so smart, you're a moron.
I think you're jealous.
Jealous? Of the living statue that you spend all of your time with? Of course I'm jealous. He's gorgeous. Are you not listening to what I'm saying?
Can I hold your hand? I feel like we should be seeing each other for this conversation.
Not now. I need to think.
Think about what?
I heard what you said about me being dependent on my parents.
I don't think that's a bad thing. And you're not the only one who needs that relationship. I think you're all really codependent. I mean, your parents gave up their careers as super spies to take care of you, and you probably feel like you're obligated to stay.
Wow. You would make a really crappy therapist.
What, that's not it?
That might be a tiny fraction of it, but I don't want to leave them yet because I like them. I enjoy spending time with them. It doesn't feel like an obligation, like your awkward monthly dinner with your parents.
Hey, that's really mean.
I'm not trying to be mean, just honest.
Are there any other reasons why you don't want to move in with me, now that we're apparently trying to be transparent?
I didn't want to tell you like this.
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Elijah.
I don't want to move in with you, okay? Max?
Wow.
It's not that I don't love you. I do. I'm just not ready yet. I need more time. You're my first boyfriend, and I don't want to mess this up. I just have a gut feeling that I'm not ready for this step yet.
Is that why you've been barely texting me lately? You've been nervous to tell me?
Yeah, pretty much. I know you didn't want to give up on this apartment after Tammy leaves, but maybe I could help you find a roommate. There are other sidekicks that could use a nice place to live.
I wouldn't exactly call this apartment nice, but it's not horrible.
Maybe if you ever get around to fixing that squeaky door.
Hey, I like it. It has character.
Yeah, okay. I think you're just lazy.
You may be correct.
So, are we okay?
Depends. Can I get you a jingly cat collar so I can hear you coming?
Is that a role-playing thing? You want to pretend I'm a naughty kitten who's hungry for some cream?
Ew, barf. No, thank you. So, are you done being jealous of my relationship with Casper? He's my mentor, that's it. And maybe a nudist. I don't know. If I ever feel threatened or uneasy, I promise I'll speak up.
By then it might be too late.
What do you mean?
I trust you, but I don't trust him.
What do I have to do to convince you?
I don't think you can. I've seen the way he stares at you when you're not paying attention. He looks at you like a hungry wolf hunting a deer.
What are you talking about? You haven't even met Casper.
Oh, I...
Have you been spying on us?
I went to surprise you at HQ last month when I got back from that long mission in Toronto. But you and Casper were training in the gym. I saw the way he watched you. I didn't like it.
Wow.
What is it?
That's twice now that you've spied on me, lied to me, and then blamed it on trying to surprise me. Well, congratulations, I'm surprised.
I think you're right. I shouldn't be invisible for this conversation. Can I take your hand?
Please, don't.
I think it would help.
I really don't want to look at you right now.
Max.
Were you going to tell me?
I was keeping an eye on you. To protect you.
That doesn't answer the question.
No. I wasn't going to tell you. Not unless things escalated between you and Phaser.
So what? Rather than talking to me and trusting me, you were just going to spy on us until the day he makes a move on me and I decide whether or not to cheat on you?
No. You're twisting things. If you were going to cheat on me, you would have done it already.
Oh, hey, at least there's that. Ugh. I hope knowing that I wouldn't cheat on you is a great comfort when you're sad and alone.
Now you're being mean. Let's just talk this out.
I can't believe I thought the biggest problem in our relationship was your parents.
Hey, watch it. My parents have nothing to do with this.
Yes, they do. Maybe if they hadn't smothered you with attention your entire life, you'd have normal boundaries.
Shut up! They love me. They've sacrificed everything for me.
What are we doing? I can't believe I thought we were going to move in together. Tammy's right. I'm way too naive.
Max, please. I love you. I promise I won't spy on you again. I know you were joking, but I can wear a bell. Or you can track my phone to know where I am. I swear, I won't do it again.
I would ask you to leave before I say anything I regret, but I already regret what I said about your parents. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm just really angry, and I lashed out.
Please, let me hold your hand.
No. If I see you, I don't think I'll be able to do this.
Do what? No. Max! Max, please!
I think you should leave. I can't be with someone I don't trust.
So what? That's it? We're just... done? After everything we've been through,
I don't know. I think I need some time. This is a lot.
What can I do?
You can go and wait until I figure things out. I won't leave you hanging, I promise. I love you too much for that.
I love you too. I... Bye, Max. I'm sorry.
Elijah, wait, Elijah, are you still here? Did you do that thing where you closed the door like you left, but you really stayed behind? I guess not.
No, I did. I just can't leave with everything broken like this.
Oh my God, this just proves my point. You're so messed up.
I don't want this to be the last time we talk.
It won't. Please, just believe me.
I do. I'm sorry. I'll go. For real this time. When you thought I'd left, you called out and said, wait. What did you want to say?
It doesn't matter now. Just go home. Please.
Okay. I'll prove to you that you can trust me. Just be careful around Phaser. I have good instincts, and there's something off with him.
Your concerns are noted and filed. Thank you.
Fine. Whatever. Bye, Max. I love you.
Bye, Elijah.
Wow, listeners, that was kind of rough. But hey, I like it rough. I mean my drama, not my sex. I prefer my sex slow and slimy. If you need a pick-me-up after that, boy, do we have a podcast recommendation for you. Cue promo.
Addison is on the air.
Do you love old-time radio?
Yes!
You know absolutely nothing about old-time radio.
Also yes.
Then Madison on the Air is for you. Follow Madison, a modern-day makeup influencer, as she zapped back into the golden age of radio. Every episode is standalone with a wide variety of genres to choose from, like detective noir.
You put the dick in private dick.
Superheroes.
So I am in the body of the Green Hornet.
Westerns.
Saloon fight. Now this is a western.
Sci-fi.
Dude, the Martian's got a freaking heat ray.
Plus classic characters.
Toto! Oh, I gotta get that dog into an obedience class.
Really dig in Dracula's OG goth style.
What if I killed freaking Sherlock Holmes?
And many more. Actual old-time radio scripts adapted.
It's like if the MST3K riff tracks guys were in the movies they riff.
Start at the beginning or jump around to any title that grabs you. New episodes premiere the first of every month.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice. Now it's time for the credits, you f***ing weirdos.
In this episode of Second Fiddles, Max is voiced by Matt Johnson, Tammy is voiced by Liz Thompson, Heidi is voiced by Nick Bissett, and MacGuffin is voiced by John Pupo. Music by Pete Johnson, and writing, producing, and sound design by Matt Johnson. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Second Fiddles Podcast, Tumblr at Second Fiddles, and Twitter at Second Fiddles spelled 2ND Fiddles. Transcripts of all of our episodes can be found at our website, secondfiddlespodcast.com. Thanks for listening!